Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Friday, June 13, 2025.
Israel considers military action against Iran. Israel is weighing the possibility of a bold military strike against Iran, likely without support from the United States. This comes as President Trump engages in talks with Tehran to limit Iran's nuclear ambitions. Reports suggest Israel's resolve for an independent strike has intensified as U.S.-Iran discussions near an initial deal, which includes uranium enrichment terms that Israel finds unacceptable. The International Atomic Energy Agency recently revealed Iran's failure to meet its nuclear obligations for the first time in 20 years. If Israel proceeds with a strike, it would mark a significant shift from the Trump administration's previous stance. Meanwhile, the administration is closely monitoring Iran's response to the proposed nuclear deal, with Trump expressing growing frustration over Iran's hardline position. As tensions rise, the Trump administration has instructed embassies within range of Iranian missiles to assess risks and enhance protective measures for American personnel. While Israel relies on U.S. intelligence, it may act independently against Iran, signaling a potential escalation in the region. What will happen next? Stay tuned as this story unfolds.
IFO Institute raises German economic growth forecasts. The IFO Institute, a leading economic research organization in Berlin, has updated its growth forecasts for the German economy. For 2025, the growth rate is now expected to be 0.3%, up from 0.2%. Looking ahead to 2026, the forecast has risen to 1.5% compared to the earlier estimate of 0.8%. Timo Wulmershauser, head of forecasts at the IFO Institute, noted that the economy faced significant challenges during the winter of 2023 to 2024. This improved outlook is largely due to new government initiatives aimed at boosting economic activity. Recently, the German government approved a major tax relief package worth 46 billion euros, about 52.94 billion US dollars, to support businesses. Additionally, a 500 billion euro infrastructure fund, roughly 540 billion US dollars, has been established to enhance public infrastructure and create jobs. The IFO Institute estimates these measures will inject 10 billion euros into the economy in 2025 and 57 billion euros in 2026. Overall, these developments highlight the government's commitment to addressing economic challenges and fostering growth through strategic investments.
European foreign ministers discuss sanctions against Russia. On June 12, 2025, foreign ministers from major European nations met in Rome to address rising tensions with Russia over its aggression in Ukraine. Key attendees included officials from France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, Britain, and representatives from the European Union, along with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. The ministers expressed their determination to impose further penalties, particularly targeting Russia's energy and banking sectors, to weaken its military capabilities. They also committed to keeping around $300 billion in frozen Russian government funds until Russia stops its attacks and compensates for the damage caused. This meeting follows Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022 and the annexation of Crimea in 2014. Last year, G7 leaders pledged $50 billion in support for Ukraine, which could be repaid using profits from these frozen assets. As Russia intensifies its military actions, the ministers emphasize the urgent need for new measures to counter Russia's war efforts and address ongoing international conflicts in Eastern Europe.
Adobe boosts revenue outlook amid AI demand. Adobe Incorporated, a leading creative software company based in San Jose, California, has raised its revenue expectations for the fiscal year 2025. They now anticipate earnings between $23.50 billion and $23.60 billion, driven by strong demand for their innovative AI tools that help users create stunning images and videos. After facing some challenges earlier this year, analysts from Jefferies observed a rebound in demand as clients resumed their projects. Dan Dern, Adobe's finance chief, highlighted their commitment to investing in AI to enhance customer value and expand their user base. In 2023, Adobe launched Firefly, an AI tool that simplifies content creation with easy text prompts. Recently, they integrated advanced AI models from OpenAI and Google into Firefly, boosting its creative capabilities. For the second quarter of 2025, Adobe reported impressive revenue of $5.87 billion, surpassing expectations and showcasing their growth in the market.
UN calls for ceasefire and humanitarian aid in Gaza. The United Nations General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, demanding the release of all hostages held by Hamas and unrestricted humanitarian aid for 2 million Palestinians in need. This resolution, drafted by Spain, passed with 149 votes in favor and 12 against, condemning starvation as a weapon of war. The conflict intensified after a deadly Hamas attack on October 7, 2023, which resulted in around 1,200 civilian deaths. In retaliation, Israel's military operations in Gaza have led to over 55,000 Palestinian deaths, according to Gaza's health ministry. The humanitarian crisis is dire, with experts warning of severe hunger and famine risks if the blockade continues. Spain's UN ambassador, Hector Gomez, urged nations to support the resolution to prevent further loss of life. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador Dorothy Shea opposed it, arguing it sends the wrong message to Hamas. The International Court of Justice has also ordered Israel to open more land crossings into Gaza for essential supplies, following a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide. While the UN resolution isn't legally binding, it reflects global concern over the ongoing conflict.
Senator Cruz's proposal to change Federal Reserve policy. Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, is pushing for a bold change in the Federal Reserve's money management policy by suggesting the removal of interest payments on bank reserves. He argues this could save the federal government around $1 trillion, claiming that much of this money currently benefits foreign banks, which seems unfair to American taxpayers. Right now, the Federal Reserve pays banks an interest rate of 4.4% on reserves and 4.25% on cash deposits through a financial agreement set up during the 2008 crisis to stabilize the economy. However, experts warn that cutting these payments could lead to instability in money markets and tighter credit for consumers and businesses. Senator Tim Scott, the Republican chair of the Senate Finance Committee, has raised concerns about Cruz's proposal, stressing the need for careful thought and open debate. This ongoing discussion highlights the complex balancing act of fiscal and monetary policy in the United States. What could these changes mean for you and your wallet?
Google fixes major outage affecting Spotify and Discord. On June 12, 2025, Alphabet Incorporated, the parent company of Google, announced it had resolved a significant global outage impacting popular platforms like Spotify and Discord. The disruption started around 1:50 p.m. Eastern Time and quickly escalated, with over 14,000 reports of Google Cloud being down in the U.S. At its peak, Spotify faced about 46,000 outage reports, while Discord had around 11,000. As the day progressed, the situation improved. By 6:18 p.m., Spotify's reports dropped to just over 1,000, and Discord's fell to 200. Google's engineering teams worked diligently to fix issues with services like Google Chat and Gmail. This incident highlights our growing dependence on cloud services from Google. As more users and businesses rely on these platforms, outages like this can greatly affect productivity and trust in technology. Imagine if your favorite app suddenly stopped working.
U.S. labor market faces challenges. The U.S. labor market is facing challenges, with new data showing a rise in unemployment claims. On June 12, 2025, the Labor Department announced that 248,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week ending June 7, the highest number in 8 months. Economists had expected only 240,000 claims, signaling a slowdown in job growth. In May 2025, non-farm payrolls increased by 139,000 jobs, down from 193,000 a year earlier, raising concerns about the economy's health. The quarterly census of employment and wages suggests that job growth may continue to slow, partly due to immigration restrictions from the Biden administration. Meanwhile, the producer price index rose by 0.1% in May, following a decline in April, indicating ongoing inflation pressures. Despite these trends, the Federal Reserve is likely to keep its benchmark overnight interest rate between 4.25% and 4.5%. Overall, the combination of rising unemployment claims and moderate inflation highlights the uncertainty facing the U.S. economy.
Tesla's virtual power plant expansion in Japan. Tesla is set to expand its virtual power plant program in Japan on June 12, 2025. This innovative initiative will provide free storage batteries to businesses, allowing Tesla to manage energy supply and demand remotely. Partnering with Few General Lease and Global Engineering, Tesla aims to enhance energy efficiency. Following the Fukushima disaster in 2011, Japan has been focusing on renewable energy and energy independence. Since 2015, Tesla has been exploring opportunities in this market, known for its electric vehicles and clean energy solutions. By aggregating resources like solar panels and storage batteries, this program will optimize energy distribution and improve grid stability during peak times. This expansion not only supports Japan's renewable energy goals, but also highlights Tesla's commitment to sustainable energy practices worldwide.
Micron Technology's major investment boost in the U.S. Micron Technology, a leading memory chip manufacturer, is significantly increasing its investments in the United States, now totaling an impressive $200 billion. This $30 billion boost comes as former President Donald Trump urges companies to invest more domestically while hinting at new tariffs on semiconductor imports. Micron plans to allocate around $100 billion for manufacturing in New York and $25 billion in Idaho. In December 2022, the U.S. Commerce Department finalized a nearly $6.2 billion subsidy to support Micron's production efforts, part of the larger $52.7 billion Chips and Science Act. Meanwhile, NVIDIA, a key player in the AI sector and a customer of Micron, announced plans to invest up to $500 billion in AI server development in the U.S. over the next 4 years. Micron's investments will focus on building a second advanced memory facility in Boise, Idaho, and expanding its site in Manassas, Virginia. These efforts aim to meet the rising demand for memory chips and support Micron's goal of producing 40% of its dynamic random access memory in the U.S. Additionally, Micron is set to invest about $50 billion in research and development to enhance memory manufacturing and high-bandwidth memory capabilities. Jensen Huang, CEO of NVIDIA, emphasized that Micron's commitment to advanced memory manufacturing is a significant leap forward for the AI landscape.
New Zealand's trade mission to China and Europe. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is gearing up for an important trip to China and Europe next week. He'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Qiang, as well as leaders from the European Union. This visit, announced on June 12, 2025, marks Luxon's first trip to China since taking office in late 2023. Luxon highlighted that China is New Zealand's largest trading partner, with trade valued at about 38 billion New Zealand dollars or 23 billion US dollars last year. In China, discussions will focus on improving trade and tourism. Through China, Luxon will head to Brussels and The Hague to engage with EU leaders on trade and security. He will also participate in the NATO summit in the Netherlands, where he plans to meet with several NATO leaders to discuss the link between prosperity and security.
NVIDIA excludes China from revenue forecasts. NVIDIA Corporation, a leading American tech company known for its graphics processing units, has revealed it will no longer include the China market in its revenue forecasts. This decision follows strict U.S. export controls on chip sales to China. CEO Jensen Huang expressed concerns that these restrictions are unlikely to change, even after recent trade talks in London. The impact has been significant, with NVIDIA reporting a loss of $2.5 billion in sales during the first quarter of 2025 and expecting an additional $8 billion hit in the second quarter. The China market, which previously made up about 12.5% of NVIDIA's revenue, represents a major opportunity, especially in the $50 billion data center sector. Analysts warn that these export controls could negatively affect NVIDIA's outlook for 2026. By excluding China from its forecasts, NVIDIA aims to reduce uncertainty in its financial projections amid ongoing trade tensions.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.